Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Kennedy. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Higgins moves to second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Walker now playing left field. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Clift reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. The throw from Tebbets to pick off Sullivan, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Newsom scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenberg for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-2 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hogue moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berardino picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berardino. Greenberg moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Walker reaches second base with a double. McCuskey moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive towards short. Hefner catches it and throws to second to double up Walker. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.